Well, hopefully I get to go against him a few times in practice, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, he's a tremendous player, a tremendous athlete, and I think he'll make me a lot better.
James. Well, you play with Thad Lewis, and I know you guys still train together. What advice has he given you throughout this process?
Well, the one thing that's remained constant with Thad is that he continues to push me to work harder. Even though I've accomplished a lot of my goals, there's still a lot of things that I wanted that I have left to do, and he continues to push me and make sure that I stay disciplined in my work ethic.
James, could you just maybe talk a little bit about the? Is it Jimmy? Do you rather Jimmy? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, just the opportunity to get a chance to play for your hometown team—that's got to be pretty special.
Oh, it's amazing! It's amazing being back home and. Just being well received from people back home, from my high school teammates, you know, just everybody just excited for me to be here.
What were your expectations over draft weekend? Did you have any? And then when you got into the free agent portion of it, were the Bills a team that you had an idea that might be pretty interested? And why did once you're a free agent, you can go anywhere? Why did you decide this was the right spot?
Well, first I was told I would go late rounds free agent, so I wasn't too. I wasn't surprised by the fact that I went free agent, but the Bills, I really wasn't expecting, honestly, at first. I wasn't really in contact with the Bills, and but when they called, I felt like that this was the best decision for me. This was the best choice.
Why did you think that?
Oh, I thought that because of the way the system, the defensive scheme that was set up, and the linebacker situation that we have here. I mean, I have the ability to compete and compete for a job, so I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Did you grow up a Bills fan?
Definitely.
Yes, you got to say that. did you watch Kiko last year as a linebacker? I mean, obviously, almost a rookie of the year type of a season.
Yeah.
What did you think of his year and getting a chance to play with him?
Oh, he's amazing. I'm looking forward to learning from him. You know, I had the opportunity to play under Sean Spence at University of Miami, and I learned a lot from him, so I'm looking forward to learning a lot from Kiko.
Jimmy, what's it like to be an undrafted guy to come in like this? You know the odds are stacked against you, but, obviously you're happy to have the chance. What's your mindset? How do you approach it?
Just compete. I mean, that's what I've been doing my whole life. I feel like the odds are stacked against me playing football, coming from Western New York. So I just decided to compete. Every time I go out on the field, I try to give everything I have. So that's the main thing I take out of it.
Could you just run through the way that you ended up at Miami? It was sort of later in the recruiting process, wasn't it? How did you end up there?
Yeah, I was originally committed to the University of Buffalo and with Turner Gill. And Turner Gill, he left. And I decided to decommit, and once I decommitted, I got a few bigger offers that I would never expect, and Miami being one of them, and I jumped on that opportunity.
Ross, what did you get at Duke? A school that's known for basketball and not so much football, but yet, two straight bowl bursts for the Blue Devils. What did you get out of that, and what did you get out of it?
I think one of the first things that I got out of Duke was just the incredible support that the Duke Nation is. With Coach Cutt, with Dr. White, with our football staff, with our academic staff, Duke is a great place to grow and become a man. And then second from that, I learned how to win. I learned what it takes to win, how to build a championship contending team. Fortunately, I wasn't there to see it all the way through, but we did get to the ACC championship, and we did make two back-to-back bowls.
Because you're joining a team that's kind of been under the radar another team that hasn't had a lot of winning in quite some time.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of similarities between the story of the Buffalo Bills and the story of Duke football. Tremendous history here, tremendous football history at Duke as well, if you go back far enough. But, Coach Cutt taught me a lot about the process and doing the little things that make a big difference. And, he's full of cliches, but I love him for it.
What's your favorite cliche?
Leave a place better than you found it.
Russ, what did your dad went to Columbia?
Yes.
What did he do after? Yeah, I know you said he didn't play professionally. What career did he go into?
He worked with IBM, did some computer sales there, and then he eventually moved on to Bank of America, and that's where he works now.
How about your mom?
My mom, she started off with Hewlett Packard, HP, and then after she had a few kids, she decided to take care of us.
Just talk a little bit about, I mean, we were all kind of blown away when you said that you graduated in December of 2012, just how important, you know, education has been in your life, I mean, to graduate from Duke in 3.5 years.
Well, you know, it goes back to my childhood. My parents always stressed being a complete person. You can't just, you know, be a football player. You can't just, you know, be a pianist or anything like that. You got to, you know, do a little bit of both. And I always told them I wanted to play in the NFL. And they said, okay, that's good, but what's your plan B? And they always made sure that I did my homework, that I made the good grades. And because with this sport, you really never know. You never know at all. And I always wanted to make sure that I was prepared either way.
What was plan B?
Go to law school.
Is that still something that you might consider after your NFL career?
We'll see how this goes first.
Yeah. You mentioned that you were taking master's classes, right? Are you, you know, like, how close are you to completing a master's degree?
I had one class left, and I had to finish my thesis paper.
You were a leader at Duke. You were captain of the team. Obviously, you were known for your character. You did well in school. Now you're a rookie again. Do those leadership skills still carry over in your rookie season?
Yeah, I think they do because, you know, as I think any good leader will tell you that you have to learn how to follow first, and that's what I did at Duke. I looked up to a lot of our older players, guys like Thad, guys like Matt Daniels, who taught me a lot about the game and how to win. And I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm going to learn from some of the older guys here, Gilmore, McKelvin, Roby, even though he's a second-year player. But I'm going to learn from them, and then when it's my time, it's my time.
Jimmy, Ross just mentioned Roby there, and he was an undrafted guy last year and had a lot of success as a rookie. Is that somebody that you could maybe pick his brain and sort of figure out how he went about it? You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Whoever I can ask to be successful, that's the plan.
Does that give you hope though when you see examples like that?
Oh yeah, I mean, it just shows his work ethic. You know, I mean, and with the odds stacked against him, you know, his ability to still overcome and have a great rookie season and going into his second season. So I'm excited to talk to him as well as other players.
What'd you guys think of each other when you played? I mean, you're same conference.
Oh yeah,
we know a lot about each other.
I didn't really know much about them individually, but we did get them this past year on our senior day.
Yeah, they got us this year, but last.
That's last okay. Few. That's okay. The last one is what counts.
Have you had a chance to meet with Jim Schwartz yet?
Yeah. Yes, we had a big defensive meeting. I haven't met with him individually yet, but we had a big defensive meeting today, and we got introduced as rookies. And so looking forward to continuing conversations with him.
Any impressions immediately? Because he's new to Buffalo as well. What any impressions you guys might have?
I mean, the only thing I can say right now, I haven't had a ton of interaction with him, but, you know, he's a great football mind. He's been around the game for forever. You know, from what I can see right now, he's a jokester.
Yeah.
He was, you know, making some jokes about when he was at NC Central and his days in Durham. So, you know, I look forward to meeting with him even more.
Yeah, definitely. He just seems like a fun-loving coach. You know what I mean? It's always great to play for someone like that who enjoys the game and will joke with you outside of the game as well.